This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to the people. 248-539-9797. Ivan in Detroit, you're on 97. Want a ticket. What's up, Ivan?
Hey there. What up, though?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. Go ahead.
I was saying, part of the benefit, and this is on the JMO situation, Detroit Police Officers, part of the benefit of remaining in the city is the Detroit Police Department and their discretion to look the one way or look the other way. They got bigger fish to fry. I'll tell this story, probably not the best story to tell. Our friends, they were like, man, why are you still in the hood? Why are you still in the city? We're going back and forth, having some beers and stuff. And I go, well, all y'all that moved out got a DUI. Everybody got quiet. I said, nah, it's a possibility when you drive home, you going to jail tonight. Not even a possibility. And when I drive home, that's okay, man. Police be like, well, you a couple of houses down, go home. And if I see you again, you're going to jail. So part of it is the discretion of the Detroit Police Department to be able to look the other way because they do have bigger fish to fry. You don't have to agree with it, but it is what it is.
Well, look, I mean, that's sort of a yes, there are other issues here than football. And that, you know, you might be speaking your experiences, Ivan. And, you know, I think one of the great things about a format like this is everybody can bring their own perspective to the table. Like, I know that if I had, you know, done a bunch of things and I made some bad decisions, I'm not perfect now. I make bad decisions now. I made a lesser percentage of bad decisions, but when I was in my early 20s, I made some bad decisions. And I had a really, really good support system that would counsel me and you know, talk to me about you know, the consequences of my decisions, and I came to understand them. But I wonder a little bit about JMO's background. Like, you know, who are the people that he is leaning on and are helping him? And, you know, your Ivan's experience is kind of a different topic than what we brought up.
It is.
It's germane to the story in general.
Yeah, it's a whole other part of the story that I'm not sure I want to get into.
We don't know everyone's discretions, but we know this one, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what everyone else has been let off for. We only can comment on the stuff that we know about, and we know what happened with Jameson Williams.
Right, and there's no question that athletes have received preferential treatment in the past. I mean, I remember reading the newspaper when I was much younger with the whole Bob Probert situation, and they had a laundry list of incidents where he had been pulled over by the police and let go, and for things like drunk driving and all that. And you know, some of them he was arrested for, but they were like far outweighed.
Is that
it was
right?
Like 5-1 the number of instances that he was let go.
Well, that's so dangerous for all of us.
It is, and it's happened in the past, and it continues to happen. And again, it's to the discretion of officers. And this is, I don't want to get into it because I think there's good and bad with that. I think there's good with giving people a second chance and not busting them completely. But then there's also a whole other side of that, you know, but recurring offenses. And I don't. We can stick with football.
Sean, you're next. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on? Grew up in Ypsilanti, Michigan, moved south here in Atlanta, but I listen to 97.1 The Ticket.
Thank you.
Listen, this is what I want to say. As a black man, I'm 56 years old, so I understand certain things that some people may go through that others may not. First of all, the fact that he's young and he's in his 20s, look, I'm sorry. You're in the NFL. There is a litany of examples before you. You got to have the right people around giving you the right, helping you make the right choices. If you want to carry a gun, find out what the law is, and make sure that you are meeting it. Because guess what? There's going to be somebody that doesn't recognize who you are. unfortunately, there's people out there that's going to look at you because of your skin color. Make sure you have every I dotted and every T crossed. Now, I'm going to give you an example, and I just heard him say this on a podcast recently. Travis Hunter said this. He said, look, I know the potential that I might be able to go to the NFL. What I've been doing is I go to class, I go home, I don't even go out anymore. Now, with that type, and granted, you know, he has Dion in his backyard and everything, but that's the mindset you have to have. I don't want to hear, well, the law says this. Yes, the law says if the person has a permit, he can claim every gun, but he went to talk it. See, he don't even know the law. He shouldn't have said anything. When the officer asked him, now the guy who had the permit, he said, yes, he has to disclose that he has a weapon because he knows the law. But then in that case, you should just be quiet. So anyway, I just say, you know, I'm getting tired of my young brothers making these simple same mistakes year in and year out. You know what? Hey, can we trade them or something? Maybe we can get a, you know, maybe we can.
Oh, you're done.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, look,
thank you for the phone call. Look, I'm not a trading. I'm not there yet. Okay. but they do have a decision to make, and this all feeds into that decision. And maybe he won't care. Maybe he's like, I'll just keep playing somewhere else if the Lions don't pick up his option, or do pick it up and then let him go after 5 years. Maybe he won't care, but feels like this is something you want to be a part of. And eventually this can cost you more than just a game here and a game there. Repeated patterns of bad decisions.
Yeah, it can if it gets to be spiral out of control and get out of hand. But I mean, these so far, that's not what this is. It's lack of following through on his behalf, and it's frustrating. It's almost like you want to hire somebody, or you want him to hire somebody that he runs past his ideas through. Hey, I'm going to buy a gun. Okay, understand. I want to hear your reasons. Hear the reasons I have. Okay, sounds good. Understand. That's cool. Now, here's what you need to do in order to make that happen.
Yep.
It's not just go to the gun store, buy a gun, and, you know, wait 5 days or whatever and then take it home. There's a lot more to it, specifically for what you want to do. Now, if you want to have the gun and that's fine, then you don't have to get the CPL, but here's what you can't do. You can't take it with you, you know, in this situation. So it's like, can you hire somebody to help run your ideas past? But that seems like you're a child. I
mean, yeah, exactly. You know? What, are you hiring a babysitter?
You're hiring a manager.
But this is the point where it's kind of like hiring a personal assistant or a manager that says, okay, here's what. But of course, yes.
Take care of all the paperwork. Isn't this at the core of this a paperwork issue? He didn't do the paperwork?
Well, with paperwork and then take the class, because it's not just filing paperwork. You still have to take the class. But here's the thing. Like, he has a manager. He has an agent. He has an older brother, right? He has people in his life. But these people right now aren't affecting his life enough in a positive way. I feel like late last week, Gator, when you were a little worried about the game versus the Titans, and then I forget what time it was, 10:45 or whatever, all of a sudden you had an epiphany, a moment of clarity where you're like, am I talking about? They're going to blow out the Titans.
Yes.
I'm hoping this is a moment of clarity, an epiphany for Jameson Williams at this point. All these little things stop. Now we've come to the point where you were put in handcuffs. You might be suspended even more. I don't know what's going to happen after this all settles and the NFL steps in. But you need to take a look at your life and get the people around you and someone around you. I don't know if it's Teddy Bridgewater, whoever it was, get you on the right track, because you're only 23, man. You got a lot of time left.
Well, and the first two things we brought up, whether it was that got him suspended by the NFL, where it was gambling or if it's a substance, those things aren't illegal, right? That doesn't involve the law. This involves the law. So this is getting a little more serious. And so to your point, King, maybe this is something that jars something loose there, Tiger, and you can understand the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, and I hope it wakes up everyone in a circle, too.
Yeah.